Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. Female porn stars typically do not have any hair down there. Even if you've never watched porn, you probably know that. It's a well-known fact in American culture these days. The trend of shaved pubic areas is so widespread that experts have written books about what it means for women in the porn industry and how it has influenced the general public to do the same. According to porn scholar Joseph Slade, there isn't a definitive link, but surveys show that women often feel pressured by their partners who have been influenced by porn. But here's the thing. People talk a lot about porn and shaved pubes, but they're missing the fact that hairy pubes are making a comeback in the industry. Maybe it's because hairy is becoming more popular in general, we'll talk about that later. So, as pubic hair becomes more common in porn, it might help ease the pressure for regular folks to go completely hairless. Back in the day, it wasn't common to see people in American porn with shaved bodies. In the 70s and 80s, being hairy was seen as sexy and manly. Male actors like Harry Reams often had mustaches and chest hair, while women had hairy armpits and private areas. Even in the 90s, some people thought it was weird for a woman to completely shave down there, almost like a strange fetish. But as we entered that decade, grooming down there became a lot more popular. By the end of the 2000s, having a landing strip was pretty much the standard in porn. And by the mid-2000s, the landing strip was pretty much the only amount of hair you'd see down there, as more and more people started shaving, waxing, or lasering it all off. "When I started in the adult film industry in 2014, said porn star Casey Warner, I only had a bush on the top of my pubic area. I was one of the very few girls who had more than just a landing strip." People can't seem to agree on why porn stars and the public started shaving their pubes. Some say it's because it looks better on camera and makes genitals easier to see in action. Male porn stars might do it to make themselves look bigger too. It's also more hygienic and lessens friction during all those scenes. Some people think it's to keep clean, even though pubic hair can actually protect against disease. Plus, shaving can lead to injuries or infections. According to porn star Hedera Helix, some people thought having pubic hair was gross and made you more likely to get sick. Some people say that pubic grooming was already becoming popular before it showed up in porn. They mention how fashion was getting skimpier, and how celebrities were going hairless in the late 90s and early 2000s. Others think it was part of a trend of making women look younger and more innocent. A lot of the performers I chatted with said they had been shaving or waxing their pubic hair for years, before getting into the industry, because they thought it was seen as weird or gross. The more experienced ones also mention how a lot of the gigs they used to get required a clean shave down there. So basically, it was a combination of practicality and a cycle of porn and societal preferences that led to pubic hair being a no-go in the adult industry. Then in the early 2010s, some porn stars decided to stop shaving down there. According to sex researcher Deborah Herbenick, she thinks not many performers do this, but producer Lily Campbell says that now it's pretty common for a good chunk of the girls she films to have a bush. Todd Spates, who works with Campbell at Yanks.com, said that in the past 15 years, he's noticed a big difference in the number of girls choosing to be hairless. Out of the last 50 girls who filmed scenes for Yanks.com, only about a third went completely hairless, around a quarter kept it natural, and the rest just did some basic grooming. Performer Dolly Lee also mentioned that younger performers seem to really like having some hair down there, so it looks like this trend is going to keep on growing. There are still some people in the adult industry who want performers to be completely hairless. Warner has faced criticism from people who refuse to work with her because she doesn't shave. Campbell says many girls think they have to shave to get filmed, but that's not always the case. Lee has had a full bush for a year and hasn't had any issues. New stars like Jasmine Summers say most directors are fine with pubic hair now. Some agents and directors are even telling performers to let their hair grow out. Lee grew her bush back at her manager's request. Performer Anna Molly was totally surprised when she let her bush grow a little bit, and got compliments and thank yous from guys. Fans, photographers, and boyfriends all seem to like it when there's something down there. Ever since she decided to stop shaving, she hasn't been asked to get rid of it all, or missed out on any opportunities because of it. Pubic hair is making a comeback in porn, and no one really knows why it disappeared in the first place. Some porn stars think it's just a trend coming back around because people are tired of being hairless. Others think it's because of a more body-positive attitude that started in pop culture a few years ago. Social media has also played a role in changing what people think is acceptable when it comes to body hair. I hope you really like my podcast. Don't hesitate to share Not Just a Rainbow with your friends and ask them to subscribe. I love you all. See you. Bye-bye.